Title: Tracking Progress Across 100 Tune Studies Intermediate. Alright, let's talk about one of the fastest ways to seriously level up your drum and bass production in Ableton Live: doing 100 tune studies, not one, not five, 100. But here's the catch: if you just copy sections randomly and move on, you'll feel busy without actually getting that much better. The real magic is tracking what you learned in a way that's consistent, objective, and easy to review later. So in this lesson, we're building a study system inside Ableton that helps you capture reference tunes the same way every time, measure progress without relying on vibes, and build a personal library of patterns and tools you can reuse. This is for intermediate producers. You can already make a loop, but you want a workflow that helps you finish more ideas, learn faster, and clearly identify weak spots like drums, bass movement, space, arrangement, timing, and mix translation. Let's build this. First, we're going to set up a dedicated folder structure. This sounds boring, but it's actually the first productivity multiplier. Create a main folder called DNB Studies, ideally on an SSD so loading projects and audio is fast. Inside, create these subfolders: Templates, Reference Audio, Studies Projects, Exports, Racks Presets, and Note Screenshots. Now the naming convention. This matters more than people think, because after study number 30, your brain won't remember what's what. Name your Ableton projects like Study underscore 023, Artist, Tune Name, BPM, Key, and the date. So it might look like Study 023 Shibir off key 174 Fmin 2026-03-21. When you do this consistently, searching and reviewing becomes effortless. You'll feel organized, and more importantly, you'll stay organized. Next, build your Ableton Tune Study Template. This is a one-time setup that saves you hours across 100 reps. Create a new live set and save it as DNB Study Template in your Templates folder. Now let's lay out the tracks in a way that supports the study process. Group 1 is Reference, and I want you to color it red. Inside it, you'll have a REF track, which is an audio track where you drag the reference tune. Optionally, create a duplicate called REF Analyzer if you like keeping a clean copy and a processed copy for analysis. And then add a MIDI track called REF Notes. This is important. You'll use it to store written notes inside the project, so you don't rely on random text files that you'll never open again. Group 2 is Study Rebuild. Color it green. Inside it, create a drums group with tracks for kick, snare, hats, break, and percussion. Then a bass group with sub and reese or mid bass. Then a music group for pads, atmos, stabs, leads, and an effects group for risers, impacts, noise, sweeps. Group 3 is metrics or prints. Color it blue. Add a study print track for resampling audio, and optionally an /B-switch routing helper if you like setting up quick comparison routes. Now the master chain. Keep it minimal and honest. Put a utility on the master and set the gain to -6 dB. That's your headroom. It keeps you from accidentally judging your work through accidental clipping. If you want a limiter, fine, but only as a safety. Set the ceiling to -1 dB, and mentally treat it like a seatbelt, not a performance upgrade. You're not trying to win loudness during studies. Now we set up reference routing and level matching. This is critical. On your REF track, put a utility and adjust gain so the reference peaks around -6 dB on the master. This is one of the biggest study mistakes people make. They compare their quiet rebuild to a loud mastered reference, and the loud one wins even when the rebuild is closer in tone and balance than they think. Level matching removes that bias. Add EQ 8 if you want, and only high pass at around 20 to 30 Hz if there's rumble. Don't overdo it. You're studying the record, not remastering it. Add spectrum for quick visual checks. Now a pro move. Make a macro rack called REF Tool. Map macro 1 to the utility gain so you can fine-tune level matching fast. Map macro 2 to something like an EQ bypass or low shelf toggle if you want a quick bass focus switch. And macro 3, a mono switch. Use utility width at 0%. Then save this rack into your Racks Presets folder. That alone will make your reference workflow feel like a proper lab. Next, we build a study scoreboard inside Ableton, so progress tracking is baked in and you can't forget to do it. Go to Arrangement View and drop locators at the big structural points. Intro Start. Drop 1. Mid 16, meaning the midpoint of a 32-bar drop. Break, build, drop 2, outro. And here's the key. We name locators with timing and bar length. For example, drop 1 at 0:48, 16 bars. That trains your instincts for structure at drum and bass tempos. After 20 to 30 studies, you'll start placing drops and breaks more like real records automatically. Now create that MIDI scorecard clip. On your REF Notes MIDI track, create one empty MIDI clip that spans the whole tune length. Rename that clip with a consistent template, something like BPM 174, swing 55% maybe, drum feel tight or loose, snare has a bump around 200 Hz, break has amen ghosting, bass is res 2 notes, reverb is short plate. You can also add more detail in clip notes in the detail view. Think of this as your lab notebook. Now color tagging. Keep it simple. Pick 4 colors and never change them. Green means nailed it or understood. Yellow means partial, revisit. Orange means confused. Purple means steal the technique like a special discovery. Use those colors on tracks, clips, even locators if that helps you. You're basically building a visual dashboard for your brain. Now, the 100 Studies curriculum. Don't leave it random. A solid distribution is 25 jungle or break-driven studies, 25 rolling minimal or deep, 25 techie or neuro-influenced, 25 dark halftime or 160 to 170 crossovers. This mix gives you both repetition and variety. Repetition builds mastery. Variety prevents you from getting stuck only being good at one groove. Time box each study. This is how you avoid burnout. Take 15 minutes to map structure and markers. Then 30 to 60 minutes to rebuild one section, usually 16 to 32 bars. Then 10 minutes to write notes and export. You're not finishing release-ready tracks. You're doing skill reps, like the gym. Now we hit the core workflow, the three-layer study method. Every tune study must complete all three layers, or it doesn't count. Layer 1. Structure and energy map. About 10 to 15 minutes. Drag the reference into your REF track. Set the project BPM to match the tune. Most EDNB will be around 172 to 175. Warp it for analysis. Complex mode is fine. Then place your locators. Find where the drop hits, how long the breakdown is, what changes in the second drop. Now write energy notes. Not technical, just functional. For example, drop 1 is dense hats, short room, bass call and response. Or break is high bass drums, vocal tail, noise sweeps. This is how you learn arrangement like a producer, not just like a listener. Layer 2. Drum DNA. About 30 to 45 minutes. Rebuild the drums using stock tools. The point is not that stock is better. The point is consistency. You want your improvements to come from skill, not a different plugin every time. A core DNB drum chain on the drum group could look like EQ8 for cleanup and shaping, drum bus for bite and density, glue compressor for cohesion, light compression, like 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, saturator for soft clipping and thickness, and utility for control and mono management. If you're unsure where to start with EQ, kick often gets muddy around 250 to 400 Hz. Snare body often lives around 180 to 220. Snare crack often sits around 4 to 7K. These aren't rules, they're starting points. Your job is to listen, then confirm. If the tune is break-driven, use simpler in slice mode. Drop your amen or think break into simpler, slice by transients, then program the chops. And the secret sauce, ghost notes. Low velocity, like 30 to 60. That's where the shuffle and realism comes from. Layer 3. Bass and space, 30 to 60 minutes. You are not trying to clone the exact patch. You're extracting the concept. For sub, operator is perfect. Use a sine wave. Add a tiny bit of saturation, then sidechain it from the kick or the drum group. A common starting point is ratio 4 to 1. Fast attack. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds depending on tempo. You're aiming for consistent weight, not pumping chaos. For mid-bass or res, wave eatable is a great starting point. Two saws, slight to tune. Auto filter for movement. Chorus ensemble for subtle width. And a classic DNB move. Resample it to audio and chop it. That takes you out of endless tweaking and into actual arrangement. For space, keep it intentional. Hybrid reverb with a short room or plate for snare. Echo with ping pong eighth notes or dotted eighth for stabs and vocals. Auto pan very subtle on hats and atmos to create motion without messing up the center. Now we need to lock in the tracking part. Exporting and logging every study. Non-negotiable. Every study ends with 2 exports. Optionally, export the reference chunk you studied, just as a reminder, and export your rebuild, labeled clearly, like Study 023 Rebuild Drop 1 16 bars. Export settings, WAV 24-bit. Normalize off. Dither off unless you're going to 16-bit. Then update the log. You can do this with a spreadsheet. Study number, artist and title, BPM and key, focus area, 3 takeaways, 1 weakness to target, and then a score from 1 to 5 in categories like drums, bass, space, arrangement, and mix clarity. Or keep it inside Ableton by using locators, clip names, and adding a final locator at the end that says done, with a date and a takeaway. Now I want to add 2 coach upgrades that make your scores actually meaningful. First, build a skills radar. Define what a 5 out of 5 means with 1 sentence per category. For example, drums 5 out of 5 means kick and snare feel locked, hats groove without rushing, and the break layer sits without washing transients. Bass 5 means the sub is consistent note to note, and the mid has movement without masking the snare. Bass 5 means depth is audible on small speakers, and tails don't smear the drop. Arrangement 5 means energy changes every 8 or 16 bars, and transitions are intentional. Mix clarity 5 means you can hear every roll at low volume, and there's no frequency fog. Once you define that, your scoring stops being emotional and starts being repeatable. Second, the one change rule. This prevents study drift. When you rebuild a section, you're allowed only 1 intentional deviation from the reference. Maybe you swap the snare sample, or change the Reese rhythm, or do your own fill. But only 1. Then you write it in your notes. Deviation. Swap snare transient. Kept tuning and reverb timing. This trains you to copy principles while still building taste, and it keeps you from accidentally turning a study into a half-finished original track. Now the progress multiplier. Review every 10 studies. After study 10, 20, 30, and so on, do a review session. Here's the best way. Make it audible. Create a separate Ableton set called something like Review Reel 20 or Review Reel 30. Drag in your last 10 exports back to back, all starting at bar 1. Level match them quickly with utility, and listen at low volume. Add locators for each study number, then write 1 line per export, what improved, and what broke. This is brutal in a good way. You'll hear patterns your notes won't catch, like you always make snares too long, or you always end up muddy at 250 Hz, or your hats always feel rushed. From that review, choose 1 recurring issue and set a micro goal for the next 10, like practice ghost notes and swing, or resample mid-bass into 8 variations, or improve transitions with impacts, noise, and reverb throws. This audio version is shortened for playback.